The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Monday, BTN News listeners, welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Hope you had a fantastic weekend, but we got to get the new week started, so let's try to do it right. It's the 13th of August, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Amazon next day delivery. It's really nice when it works. And being the fact that it doesn't work all the time, they may have to drop that idea in the UK. Yes, it seems that Amazon's failure to deliver a lot of packages last year in the UK just might have some big repercussions. According to the Times, UK Advertising Standards Authority, that's the ASA, by the way, they plan to announce if the company's Prime delivery claims are misleading. Now, apparently, the ASA has started investigating the company after receiving 200 late delivery complaints from Prime members. In fact, a lot of the Prime members said they waited anywhere from 4 to 8 days before they actually got what was supposed to be next day. Now, of course, Amazon, they're defending their Prime next day delivery service, stating that even though a small portion of orders missed their delivery time last year, most orders do make it on time, and actually blamed the weather that impacted all carriers across the UK last year. Now, in the meantime, guess we're going to have to wait on the ASA. Looks like Microsoft has some Xboxers out there that have been accumulating a lot more game score points than are actually possible. In fact, Microsoft's acknowledged this and said, yeah, it's a bug, and they plan on fixing it pretty soon. Actually, it was True Achievements which actually noticed the issue. Basically, games would register an achievement more than once, and then effectively duplicating the score and adding more game score over a gamer's 1,000 total. Meaning, yeah, you earned a lot of points. Now, Microsoft full statement said they are aware of the issue affecting game score for a small number of users on Xbox Live, and as part of our investigation, we can confirm that no achievement data has been lost. We will be releasing a fix shortly which will correct users' game score to show the accurate total the next time they log into Xbox Live. So all gamers out there, you thought you were superhuman? Sorry to disappoint you on a Monday. Staying with Microsoft news and that purchase that they made of Skype, yeah, let's face it, it still isn't as good. It's getting better, but it's still not as good as it was in the beginning. Well, Microsoft's updated Skype preview for your Android app out there today. Now it has support for read recipients. Basically, it's just like what Facebook Messenger has been doing for quite some time now. Basically, how this works is when someone reads your message, his avatar appears under it in the Skype chats. And it actually will be available in both the single chats and in group chats as well. For those of you technical nerds out there, the version is 8.26.76 of the app, and you can find the update currently right now in Google's Play Store. And finally, ads. Who likes them? Yep, nobody. Particularly sometimes the ones on Spotify. They can get annoying. I know, go ahead and pay for it. Ain't that much. But there are still some out there that say, no, I'm a free baby and I'll always be free. Well, you may want to go to Australia if that's how you feel. Spotify has started doing a test run to allow users to skip ads at any time while they're listening to their free tunes. Yes, believe it or not, they're going to let listeners skip audio or even video ads, meaning there's not going to be any stoppage in your jams. You can just go, I don't want to listen. And get back to grooving. And believe it or not, you'll be able to do this as many times as you want. Now, once again, this is a test, and it's only available in Australia right now. And no word yet if this is going to be coming out worldwide. I'm more or less thinking that Spotify, yeah, doing great, but still not profitable. I'm going to say no, probably not. But you free babies out there can always hope. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. The British Tech Network. You can find us at britishtechnetwork.com. That is our official website powered by TSO Host. That is where our podcasts, our blog, and reviews, it all lives over there for you. Also, check us out on social media, Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our lovely BTN community. Come be a part of it. We'd love to have you. We welcome you with open arms. You can do it at britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way for your Tuesday edition. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, put a smile on your face. It's Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.